بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. إن شاء الله، in today's tarawih we will cover the last three chapters of the 17th juz and the first half of the 18th juz. In this surah, in this section, the surah covered Surah Anbiya, Surah Hajj, Surah Mu'minun, and the first quarter of Surah An-Nur. Surah Anbiya, all the prophets, great prophets, they conquered evil. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stood firmly and was unharmed in the fire which the disbelievers threw him into. He pleaded with the idol worshippers to accept Islam, but nobody listened. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam preached bravely to his people against the act they used to do. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam fought against disbelief and lived through the flood by his faith and with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam fought injustice and sang Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's praises. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he was given wisdom to rule against the creatures, i.e. man, jinn, birds, animals, etc., and used them for his purpose by serving deen. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam fought against impatience during his long illness. Ismail alayhi salam, Idris alayhi salam, and Dhul-Kifl, they remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly in spite of shaitan's distractions. Zakariya alayhi salatu wa salam and his family remained firm believers at all times. Maryam alayhi salam, she showed what true female chastity and purity is. Further on, Allah highlights that no good deed is worthless, so do good while there is time and while you can. The true believers will inherit a new world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message has always been the same and will remain the same, because why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself does not change. In Surah Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give importance to your spiritual future, be firm in your faith, learn from the horrible results of evil and evildoers. Look around you and you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan and purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message, his messengers and good people must win eventually and will definitely, with Allah's help, the evil one will suffer shame and pain. For this spiritual growth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us some meaningful practice to show our innermost feelings to our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Hajj pilgrimage serves much purposes too. Number one, celebrate the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To gather men and women from near and far to share in sacrifice and thereby bringing about humanity, about unity to the ummah. The sacrifices, if it is done with piety, then it stands for the piety of the heart. And feeling the distressed ones in need stands for our wish to share with the fellow men Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favours. In addition to this, prayer and thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be shown. In Surah Mu'minun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the basis of Islam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he stresses upon a few points, and he says that those people that want to succeed in this life and the hereafter, they have to follow Islam, they have to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in different verse of the Quran, وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. That person who follows Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him, then he has succeeded a further fawz and azima, great success. But in the surah, in Surah Mu'minun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions a few qualities of the believers. We should try to bring these qualities in our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. Number one is to be humble and regular in your prayers. Number two, avoid idle talk. Number three, give charity. Number four, guard your chastity. Number five, be faithful in your trust. Number six, honor your promises. And again, emphasizing on prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, strictly guard your prayers. So we should try to act upon and bring this quality in our life. We should be humble when it comes to prayers, salah time, be punctual. We should avoid idle talk, because it may start off with idle talk, but later down the conversation, it may turn into sin and backbiting, etc. Giving charity. When a person gives in charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses his rizq. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that ma naqasat sadaqatun min mal, that charity has never decreased wealth. So we should try to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Guard your chastity. In a different hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that that person who guarantees me to say, guarantees whatever is between the jaws, i.e. the tongue, and whatever is between the thighs, i.e. the private part, from sin, I will أضمن له الجنة, I will guarantee this person Jannah. So we should try to keep the tongue and our private parts intact and not to use them in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather use them and in wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it halal and his pleasure may be found. Number five, being faithful in all your trust. If you are entrusted in anyhow, we have to fulfill this trust. And you make a promise to someone, you should endeavor to honor your promises. And lastly, like mentioned before, emphasizing on the salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ, those that are, they strictly guard their salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to beautify our lives with this quality. آمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.